just say, God, I thank you. I love you. At the minister's vigil, at the minister's meeting, God told us, said, tell my children they should fear no evil. You can't have God and fear evil. It's either you don't know God or you don't know the devil. If you know how weak he is, you will never fear him. But if you know how God is, you will never doubt him. Go ahead and give him thanks. You are on the good side. I'm here to let you know that. You are on the good side. The Bible says, he causes us to triumph always. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Give him thanks. Give him thanks for it. In Jesus' name we pray. And please have your seat in his presence. Let's take that word as a word of prophecy. He tell my children to fear no evil. Just quick notices. While my brother was sharing his testimony, some of us felt he didn't say well when he said, it's a testimony that God gave him patience. There's nothing wrong with my sister. Don't look at it that way. He didn't have what is needed to make marriage work. The testimony is about him. He's not complaining about his wife. Have you left? Because unaware of that, you saw my brother came and said, please go. So it's not anything wrong with the woman. It's just like when you don't have your accessories complete, that needs to have your system work. Daddy, Dee and I will be 31 years in the game tomorrow. Yeah, go ahead. God deserves it. Go ahead. Praise God. Please give him a hand clap for us. Can I tell you a secret? Anything you see working is being worked at. Anything you see, there's no luck in this game. It's either you know how to operate it or you are fired. Praise God. Now, let me share this background with you. You know, yes, love carries a cost. Love relationship is a very costly enterprise. The weight of emotion that go into cost into love relationship cannot be evaluated, cannot be valuated. You cannot value, you cannot put value on it. But it takes understanding to keep that treasure. Daddy, Dee and I dated for 6 years. But thank God we dated that long. Otherwise, we won't last this long. I tell you, if we had got married soon after we had got dated, there's no way. I won't be equipped. Praise God. Daddy, I have a book. Our Rhapsody book. I write poems for her, a lot of poems. Praise God. A lot. We still have it. We date on all of it. But one day, God told me, you need patience to get married. Yeah. And I wrote it out. Daddy, that's true. I'm telling you. He said, so I the title of that poem was Patience, I Married You. So, thank God I married patience before I got married. Praise God. Now, I needed it. That's something you guys overlook when my brother was sharing the testimony. No, she's not talking about deficiency in his wife. He's talking of adequacy of his preparation. He said, thank God he gave me patience. Praise God. There are tools you need to do your work. There are what? Tools. Yeah. Now, patience is a necessary tool. If you don't have it, you can't stay there. You can't work it. And that's why I say amen to my brother's testimony. Now, just look at how what God did for us this morning, one after the other. One came and said, thank God. It's a testimony. I'm telling you, Lighthouse, it's not weak. And that's not to blame my sister. No, it's a necessary tool to make things work. Can I go further? He's apparently telling us about his impatience until God gave him patience. Why a lot of people cannot last in marriage? It's not because of the woman, but because of their intolerance. Impatience. And that will create crisis. Let's go to James. Let me show you something there. James chapter 2, chapter 1. Patience does a work, but you need to allow patience to do our work. James chapter 1 from verse 3. James chapter 1 from verse 3. Oh, look at that sentence. He said, know this, that the trial of your faith employs faith, patience, or deploys patience. You see, God takes us through some situations so that we can learn patience. Go on. Verse 4. But he said, verse 4. He said, but you and I must allow, the word let there, it means, he said, give room to patience. Let her do her work in you. Can I tell you a secret? God cannot use a man that has no patience. Praise God. Patience validates your fitness to be used by God. So when somebody wants to get married or wants to do the will of God, let's put it that way. He said, you want to do my work? You want to do my will? Okay. Patience, because all these virtues are spirits. Oh, wake up, Lighthouse. These virtues are spirits. Wisdom is a spirit. Faith is a spirit. Bible calls it, we all having the same spirit of faith. Grace is a spirit. Now, the Bible says here, God will beckon on patience. I need a report on that young man. A patient will say, yes, sir. He will brutalize you. And they don't tell lies. There's no JBS. Jehovah me say, praise God. When these kings come to validate you, they don't tell God. They are too true. Only they are spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, the scripture says here, but let so until patience validates you, God will not approve you. Clap for my brother. Any man that has no patience and is married, come and sit down in front of me. I need to lay hands on you. I'm just kidding. Sit on your seat. He said, but let patience have a perfect work in you, so that there will be nothing you need, you don't have. That's the meaning of that last sentence. That ye may be perfect and entire, complete, lacking nothing to do what is right. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you a secret? In 31 years, sir, I've been angry with my wife twice. And that's not good for me. After the last one, I swore never to be angry with you again. Have you left? But some people, they can't, every minute, praise God. Two times in 31 years. The first one, yeah, that's what she just called me, and that's exactly what I am. I wouldn't have survived it without patience. The first time was in 1994. The last one was 2003. This is 2017. Product of patience. Have you left? Whatever is working is being. He said, but let, Bible says, be ye followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise of God. Bible says, be ye therefore patient unto the coming of the Lord. Let me show you something in the scriptures. Bible says, consider the farmer of the earth who waited for the latter rain, the former and the latter rain, and has long patience for it. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. After I share with the pastor, the ministers earlier today, I said anytime we do something, whether we know it or not, we are mirroring what we have seen, what we have heard, or what we have seen. I don't want you to forget that. You mirror what you have seen, what you have heard, or what you have experienced or seen done. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's James, not Hebrew. Sorry about that. James chapter 5. Today is market day for patience. Praise God. Because I felt disturbed when some of us were disturbed when my brother said, I thank God he gave me patience. That was a profound testimony. And he could see, I noticed he was worried about our worry. And he said, yes, he gave me patience. So what's about it? You know, some of us thought he was blaming his wife. You are incorrect, man. That was something he needed for the tool. And my sister come up and said, oh, I thank God for him. We'll see 20, 40. Why wouldn't they see it? Because he has what it takes. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap. Have you left? Why can the woman have a projection like that if the tool to have it done is not there? Have you left? Now, see my other brother. He said, God, I need it. So that we can last, praise God. And they will last. Yeah. I'm not trying to wash him down. I'm only, you see, he identified what he needs. Lighthouse, if you don't have it, you can't do it. James chapter 5, verse 7. See what the Bible says here. It said, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. He said, behold the husbandman. The farmer must have patience, otherwise he will have no harvest. In our marriage counseling unit, we ask people, what cooks rice? They are saying it because they've been to the class. Praise God. I'm just kidding. Praise God. Praise God. I'm just kidding. Yeah, praise God. It's not your fire that cooks the rice. It's how long you allow the fire to do the work. That's why our rice don't turn out equally soft. Because if it's the fire that cooks it, it should come out equally soft. But it's the patience you have to have the fire do the work. If you can't take it, you say, give it to me like that. Praise God. Praise God. And you can't blame anybody. It's the product of your patience. There are many times we are so hungry, they'll say, wait, who could hear? Praise God. It remains small. I say, daddy, I'm so hungry. Can I? No, I say, look, I've just tasted it. It's not done. I say, if you want it like that, you have it undone. Look at that scripture. Verse 8 now. Verse 7, yeah. He said, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. The husband and man waited for the precious. You want precious outcome in marriage? You need to wait, man. You need to be tolerant, patient to the core, so that relationship will come out well done. You go and eat steak, all drip with blood, you're on your way to hell. Praise God. Praise God. You say you like it like that? All right. God forbid. He said, look, listen to the last sentence. He said, the husband, can we have it in NIV, my brother? Oh, you don't know how glad I am. My brother said he has patience. I can guarantee they will live long. Daddy, God told me you need it. And I wrote the poem. I said, Patience, you are ugly. I don't like you at all. You are so... Who is looking for a person like you? I conceptualized Patience as a lady that is unattractive to me. But this lady was all around me. I hated her. I said, no, you don't even look anything admirable, writing in the poem. But Patience was just calm. She was patient with me. Praise God. Patience was patient with me. She said, Sonia, you need to marry me. I said, no, it's D I wanted. He said, you can't survive. Praise God. Praise God, yeah. If you go that way, you can't go far. I said, no, I don't want you. But Daddy, when I gain understanding of my need for patience, I said, Patience, I love you. I embrace you. Patience, I married you. And that has kept my marriage. Give God a hand clap. Lighthouse, there's nothing I told you that has no reference of what I know about it, about the truth concerning it. You cannot continue to do what is right until you understand why you need to do it. He said, be patient then, brothers and sisters, unto the Lord's coming. He said, see how the farmer waits or is patient for the land to yield its valuable crop. You want that woman to yield valuable crop to you? Praise God. I sing this song for thee. You need a man with sensitivity. A man like me. Praise God. Someone who can hold you. Someone who can help you. Someone who can hold you right. Like me, girl. Give God a hand clap. Give God a hand clap. Praise God. Praise God. Lighthouse, be awake, okay? God bless you, my brother. Thank you for bringing us into that light. And as the Lord liveth, my brother was not ashamed. You see, he said, I need it. As the Lord liveth, he finds it. You'll see him coming next year looking more relaxed. Give God a hand clap, please. Amen. Adeshewa, where is she? Oh, okay. Those girls she said they met are actually going to medical school in September too. Very unique story. Very unique story. I met both of all of them. Two of them. They are both going to. They are all of them. They are all going to medical school. We give God the glory for it. Please, you know, you can pray that God will send people your way. That's a result of our prayer. Praise God. I want to thank God for my sister's testimony. It's not when we... And I don't want her to have any feeling of fear or anything. God took care of that business. She just needs to be happy. It's a proof of triumph. I like that something she said. She said they didn't want to go. But I forced them to go because it is a church program. So God knows the authenticity or the motivation that drives our going, are making them go. And they expect it, the righteous will not be put to shame. Amen. Praise God. And she said she did. The girl didn't even take it. I mean, you know, I love what my daughter said. She just see, I'm here now. That was telling devil shame. Lighthouse, it does not control what we do. When we see a vision that is inappropriate, God is telling us what is ahead. Either we permit it or we don't permit it. But as a Christian, why should the devil tell you not to go out and you sit down? Then he's the master. To God be the glory. Father, we just thank you for all you've shared with us already. Take all the glory. As we go into this word, let doors be open to us. True, Bible says, true knowledge shall the righteous be delivered. May we know more to cause us to escape today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. It said, with their mouth, the godless destroy their neighbor. You know why? They don't know. But through knowledge, the righteous escape. The accuracy of achieving any product is in the knowledge that predicts its outcome. You must be able to predict the outcome of a thing. Why? Because you know how, you have a knowledge of how these things will work. Praise God. He said, through knowledge, the righteous escape. King James says, through knowledge, the just shall be delivered. Through knowledge, the just shall be delivered. Did you see that? So, once you know the truth about a subject, then you gain command and control of it. My people are destroyed, not because they don't call Jesus' name, because they don't have knowledge. There is no tongue you can speak that can make you drive if you don't know how to drive. Praise God. You must learn it. You must know it. You must know what gear to engage. You just enter the car, you don't know you have to engage the gear, and you are pressing it. You say it's not moving. How can it move? Because you don't know how to make it move. Then somebody will say, no, don't damage that car. Put it in drive. Really? I say, move. Praise God. It's moving, praise God. Yes, because you put it in drive. Praise the Lord. It's my prayer that through knowledge we shall all escape in Jesus' name. Turning at turning point. That's the title of our topic today, by the help of the Holy Spirit, as we transition to the month of grace. Our theme for July is grace. Oh, what a bloody topic. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of your own self, is the grace of God. So let's keep an eye on it. If you want to be studying it, please go ahead. What I say to one, I say to all. We must know how to turn at turning point. Many times God gives us a turning point, but we make a bad turn at turning point. Turning point is God's incidence to change a man's story for good. But being unwell advised, people make bad turn at turning point. So that what was designed and intended to bring them to a desired destination turned them away from God who turned the situation in the first place. I want us to be very sensitive to this, my dear brother and sister. God told us during the month of June, He said, I'm not a God of roundabout, I'm a God of turning point. If you want to see how far you will go at a roundabout, keep going roundabout. But that won't be our story. God told them, my sister shared, He said, you have stayed too long on this mountain. Take your turn. Make a turn and take your journey upward. Anytime God brings us into a turnaround or a turning point, there are three things we must bear in mind. You're looking for job, You're looking for a career progression. You're looking to get married. You're looking for a house to live in. Many years ago, God taught me. He said, every new opportunity brings you into fresh responsibilities. We came to the country at the time. We just bought a brand new car. I was so excited. I look at the monthly pay, you know. I said, I just drove off. Maybe I paid down payment of $500 or something like that. They gave me the car. I was so happy. Is that easy? Praise God. I just drove off. You know, I walked in there by foot. I went out, you know, brand new car. Only in America. Praise God. I went home rejoicing. You know, Daddy, when they asked me, when they plot, I had a budget of what my monthly should look like that would not upset our finances. So it was around it. So I said, okay, leave it. So as soon as I got home, they told me this amount they'll be taking from my pay every month. And I thought that was it. In 2 weeks, I got a invoice from insurance company. I said, yeah. I didn't know. They didn't tell me. No, they have to pay insurance. And that upset the budget big time because I didn't factor insurance into it. And as I was like groaning over that, God told me, every opportunity brings you into fresh responsibilities. Pay your insurance, buddy. And the same thing in everything we desire of God. You want to get married? You should know you now have your own side of the bed. Praise God. Yeah. I know my side of the bed. And if I don't stay on my side, you will say, praise God. Praise God. That's a new opportunity that limits how far I can roll. Praise God. Anytime God brings us into a turning point, please listen to this lighthouse. You must note these three things. God knows what he does or what he has done. There is nothing God does that God has no pre-plan to do. Acts chapter 15, verse 18. Acts chapter 15, verse 18. The scripture says there, known unto God are all his works from the beginning. He knows he will do this turning point at this time. In King James, he said, God knows all he will do from long ago. Can we have it in NIV 17 and 18? I think it combines it. God knows what he will do from long. Let's start from 17. Praise God. He said that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even the Gentiles, who bear the name of the Lord, says the Lord, who does these things, go on, known from long ago. So God does, there's nothing God does that God is by impulse. It's you that go to store and you didn't plan to buy it, but because it's on sale, you say, no, God won't do that. Praise God. In Luke chapter 17, verse 17. The place we read as our Bible verse during this for the service, Jesus told the 10 lepers, go and show yourself to the priest. But he knew what he did for them. Praise God. He knew what he did for them. So when one of them came back, he said, we're not 10 cleansed. I know what I did. Did you catch that? So God knows what he does. Praise the Lord. Number two, God knows what we must do. God knows what we must do. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He says, he has shown thee, O man, what is good. And what God require of you. God knows what is expecting you to do. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 17 verse 18. Luke chapter 17 verse 18. Jesus said about those 10 lepers. He said, there are not found that returned to do what? To give glory or to give praise to God. So when God does anything, you should return to give him thanks. You know, don't ever say about your spouse, since I married you, things have been going down. I beg your pardon. No, you didn't do what you should do when you married her. Give God a hand clap. Because there are things we must do to cater for what God did. I've had people who said, when God healed me, I didn't give the testimony and the disease come back. I've heard people say that. Sometimes, proclaiming it is your seal for retaining it. Give God thanks. They didn't come back. We will see now. They didn't come back to give God thanks. And guess what? You know, God forbid, I hear people say somebody was healed of cancer. But if you don't do what you should do, I heard that the thing came back how? Aggressively. How many people have heard that before? They said it came back and the thing didn't give chance this time. Because he knew that it was slow the last time. These things are, they are spiritual. They said the thing just came back aggressively. You know what? He went to get 7 more. Because if you overturn it the first time, it will harm it against you the second time. But you must harm yourself against it another time. Praise the Lord. There is something to do. They did not return to give God thanks for it. When you wake up in the morning, don't curse your husband. Don't curse your wife. Look at my sister. There's no way God will not visit them. She said, I thank God for him. I thank God for her. Praise God. You must be thankful for what God does. No, God never does anything small. It takes a lot of superior ability to have it done the way you had it. You know, I feel so sad when I see couples happy on their wedding day and they can't be happy every other day. Then you just gamed us. Daddy, I went to minister. Honestly, I have no tolerance for those people, I tell you. You know, I told them when I went to Ghana, I said, I did a marriage for some people. I said, if I ever hear you fight or you separate, you must gather us back here, then take me out of all the pictures you took. Praise God. Because I won't be part of that. So seal it right now, okay? Praise God. Can I tell you a secret? We fool the people if we call them to join us together and we secretly divorce. You should gather them together as witnesses. Praise God. Oh, Lighthouse. Wake up. Daddy, you know, because these things are not done, people find it convenient to just walk away. And then we ask you, as your husband, then it's okay. All the money I spent to come to that event, because I have travel costs, right? Praise God. I walk new clothes. Maybe I bought it for your wedding. And you just let it go like that. No. You can't do that to me. Praise God. You must give me back my money. We must make it intolerable to reverse it. You should have thought it right through before you ask us to come. How many people know it's illegal to have secret marriage? It's illegal. You must have witness. You must have witness. Who will sign up with you? Right? Now you must reverse the process. Say, okay, we are going to divorce on Monday, okay? So all of you come and join us. Send our invitation card. Praise God. Amen. Anyway, we won't see that happen to us in Jesus' name. Number 3. God knows what he has not yet done. This is where we miss acting appropriately at turning point. God knows what he has not yet done. Can I tell you a secret? There's nothing God does for you that will exclude you from needing God going forward. There's nothing God will do for you that will make God inapplicable in your affairs anymore. You know what happened to these 10 lepers? Bible says they were made, they were healed, they were cleansed. But God knew they were not whole. See what he said in verse 19. When that leper went back and give Jesus thanks and give God thanks. Let's see it in KJV, my sister, my brother. In KJV. He said, arise. And he said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. What constitutes being made whole? For lepers, I imagined it this way. You know, when they were cleansed, all the stumps of their may still be there. They were just cleansed. But when they were made whole, there was no trace. Everything went back to normal. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. It also includes their sanity. Do you know, for some of them, the shame of having been a leper, because anytime they greet people, they know it's a cleansed leper. You know, it may restrict his interaction with people. It may even limit the kind of job he can get because he has no finger to work. Maybe he will just be a guest speaker, will just be speaking using his mouth. But see what the Bible says here. It says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, completely. And I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Lighthouse, can I tell you a secret? It's not enough. You know, Daddy, I see a lot of people who marry very pretty, you know, pretty. And I say, how can any man walk away from this woman? Because the woman is so pretty. But he say, okay, go and marry her. You see what I'm stand up on your feet. Daddy, we hear, yeah. And that means it's not just the body, but you need the spirit and the soul working right. Praise God. Daddy, you need both the soul and the spirit working right. He said, and I was saying, Pastor, that's what I thought too. But if you know anybody who can deal with this man, praise God. Lighthouse. Yeah, I tell you, I can't lie. Some people are not possible to live with, I tell you. I mean, I don't know. I said, God help you. Praise God. But what I can tell you is that you need to make that what God did whole. Praise God. You know, some people, it wasn't even an incident of bad behavior or anything. It could be hardship. They just faced, since they got married, because something was not properly tied up, they suffer so much hardship. Somebody said, how did I get myself into all this? Praise God. I heard a woman said, please, egg by me, Lord, man, you, praise God. It's always war, praise God. Honestly, the man has so much trouble that the woman didn't go. She said, she considered me. She said, Pastor Sawyer, since I married him, it's war. We've been fighting war. Lighthouse, I hope you got the lesson right today. There are three things you must do so that you won't have a bad turn at a turning point. You see those 9 lepers? Jesus knew they didn't make a good turn at turning point. Because they were healed, maybe they were too happy or just so ignorant of the right thing to do. They just went on. But look at this man. 17:15, my brother. Luke 17:15. Bible says when he discovered he was healed, he made a turn. Bible says he returned to give God thanks. Did you see that? Can we have it in NIV? See what he did. Bible says he threw himself down at the feet of Jesus. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God. Another translation says he threw himself down at the feet of Jesus Christ, thanking him. Lighthouse. God bless you. Where did you see that? The next verse. Thank you. He said he threw himself down at the feet of Jesus, thanking him. You know what some people do? They just say, I got her. No more, no less. I've got what I wanted. They come to church. They have a girl who married them in church. And they say, I'm not going to church again. Say, I already got what I wanted. And the woman, after that long journey, said, but I thought you were a church person. Praise God. Does it make sense to us Lighters? Please, I'm begging you. There are certain things we must do at turning point that makes the situation what? Oh. Let's lift up our voice, our hands to Him and give Him thanks today. Thank Him for what He has done for us. We need Him to continue going in our way. There are things left undone, even at turning point, that cause turning point to turning back to returning back to the same situation. God knows what He has done already. He knows you will need Him in the future. He knows what you must do. Give Him thanks for it. He gave you a job. Don't say this job is too much. Don't be cursing. Don't do that. Engage it as something you got from God. Be thankful to Him. Bless His name for it. Oh. And God will make the situation whole in your favor because you are only speaking what is right. God said, nobody has spoken what is right concerning me like my servant Job. There's yet more things you will require of him to do. Maybe you've made a bad turn about an incident. Correct it today. Job 22, verse 22, my brother. He said, if you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Job 22, verse 22, my brother. Verse 22. Did you see that? He said, if you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. Praise God. If you remove doing what is not right from your tent, you shall be built up. Praise God. Receive grace this morning. I say, Lord, maybe I didn't handle the first one correctly. Maybe I didn't handle that job correctly. Maybe I'm not handling this situation correctly. And you know, all these upsetting situations are coming out at me. I return to you today, Lord. Please make us whole. Make us whole, Lord. Let me make this job whole. My dear brother, nothing is lost if God is found. Praise God. Nothing is lost if God is found. I don't want you to forget that. You can bring change at any instance. Receive grace this morning. I say, Lord, that which I'm into right now, don't let it be destroyed. Don't let it be stolen. Don't let my joy be turned to cry. Give me joy evermore. Make it whole. In the name of Jesus. Receive grace, my brother, my sister. Can I tell you a secret? There's no bad relationship. It's people behaving badly in every relationship. You may say you don't understand what I'm saying, but Judas was to betray Jesus, and Jesus knew. And he said, have I not chosen you? And one of you is a devil. But Jesus did not let him overrule him. He ruled it. He ruled that ministry. Receive grace this morning. I won't see you go out of here returning back to what God took us from. Talk to God, Lighthouse. If we repeat what we did in the last turn, we will have the same turn in this one. But that won't be my story. But that you should return to the Him that made us whole in the first place and that make us heal. Receive grace this morning. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Receive grace over that situation. Say, Lord, I put you in your place. I return to you. You that gave me the child, I return back to you. That you will make us whole. You that gave me this, whatever you have given to me, even my faith. Father, I give you all the glory. Thank you, precious Father. I want to pray for any situation that is making our hearts not so happy. What I will tell you about it is to make sure that once God does it, return to thank Him for it. Praise the Lord. Locate the item now and begin to commit it to God. Just commit it to God. Thank you, Daddy. Do you know this song? My latter shall be greater than the former. There's a song like that. Yeah. Yeah. My ladder shall be greater. Do you know it? My ladder shall be greater than the last. Something like that. Okay. If we don't know it, that's okay. Don't worry. But this is the point. The latter shall be better than the former. It does not matter how the last one went, how the last job went, how the last occasion went. I haven't gained understanding of the truth now. My latter shall be greater than the former. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus as I pray. My Father, the Bible says, true knowledge shall the just one be delivered. You brought us into good and great turning point. And maybe we have made it a bad turning point. We have had a bad turn on it. Cleanse us from that error in Jesus' name. But you have shown us today, you said the man returned and he was made whole. Father, for all you did in the month of June and up to this time. For my brethren that celebrated 10 years, they have returned to give you thanks for it. For those my brethren that celebrated 9 years, you have seen they are returning to give you thanks for it. Father, for everyone in the house and about the same subject about which they have committed their hearts to you today, see it as a return to you to make them whole. Now that they've returned to you, you said to that man, go thy way. It's now good because God has made the situation whole. Father, may they find that situation completely whole in Jesus' name. Let nobody have a bad turn at a turning point evermore. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me that I will not walk away from Him who brought this turning point to my life that I may be His servant. But I will ever return to Him and serve Him. I will never go on in my own strength, skill, or thinking I will not require Him anymore. Wherever I be found in Him, sitting at His side. Pray for me that I will continue to serve God with a good and clear conscience, making contact without being contaminated. That God has given me turning points in life also, I will ever be returning to Him. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. How many people have been serviced today? That's what you get when you turn in for service. You return all the glory. There is nothing in your hand that will fail again. There is nothing in your hand that will fall again. There is nothing in your hand that will be stolen again. But rather your joy will ever be full. From glory to glory, what God gave you for joy will not make you cry. There is nothing God give you that you will curse or curse God about in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.